Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Moving along on this Monday, guys. Lots to get to. Want to go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, covered UVM men's hockey team for just about forever for the Burlington Free Press. It's Ted Ryan. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing fine, Ernie. Just waiting out this as safely as possible, along with everybody else.
Yes, absolutely. Not too much longer till the quarantine ends. Wish we had you on the show. Better circumstances. Wanted to talk to you about the passing of former Catamount hockey coach Jim Cross. Obviously, you have memories about him, don't you, Ted?
Yes, I do. We both arrived on the UVM campus at about the same time in the mid 1960s. Jim is an assistant hockey coach. Me is a freshman at a freshman Catamount. So I didn't get to know Jim really until a little bit later, late 60s and up to their first championship in 1970, and then covered him right up to his retirement in 1984. So spent a lot of time with Jim, a great person, just a fascinating personality, very diverse interest, just a great guy, and just did such a wonderful job building the Catamounts, and actually beyond that, creating so much interest in youth hockey in the state of Vermont, and which led to the boom in high school hockey, et cetera, right around the same time.
Well, we're certainly talking to the right person. He's somebody who goes back even further than I do. That's pretty good. But I got to ask you, Ted, I kind of came on board in like 79, 80, the Craig Holmola years and Tom Colletti and those guys. But you go back even further than that. Talk about what it was like around here when UVM started kind of catching fire as a D2 team.
Well, I started being involved with the hockey team at all as a student assistant for the Sports Information Department, so around 1966. And one of my assignments was to report the game results to Associated Press Exec and other media outlets.
Yeah.
And I could go to Gutterson Fieldhouse at that time, and I had my pick of seats if I was a fan, because there was virtually nobody in the place at that point. This was 1966-67. And interest started to grow, and by 1970, it was insane. People lining up outside before the doors opened, charging for the best seats in the place. Everybody very excited. This coincided with the Bobby Orr introduction into the National Hockey League and all the pandemonium that he and the Bruins created. So the two kind of went hand in hand in terms of growth around here. So it was went from just a silent place to being the madhouse that Gutterson can still be in these days when things are going well. So, and it was all due to Jim Cross. Everything that's happened was Jim Cross, a one-man band back then, no assistant coaches, having to hold practice late in the afternoon, jumping in his car, driving off to Quebec, catching two or three games a night, trying to recruit players down here. Just amazing, the development of it. I was there to see it right from the moment it was sort of born through its peak, and it was amazing what Jim did and the influence he had on the players, the community, and certainly the program.
Teddy's called the father of UVM hockey. We've seen a lot in the last 24 hours. Is that a fair statement from where you sit?
Oh, there's absolutely no question. You know, Jim took over a program that was new, really hadn't done anything. And within a few years, he built it into a Division II powerhouse. And, you know, in their last two seasons, they only lost one game at the Division II level. That was in overtime at a tournament in Stanstead, Quebec, of all places, at first game of the season, as it was. And then by then, they were regularly competing with and defeating the Division I teams that were there. And you know, they were just so dominant. They were just winning games overwhelmingly against most of the D2 opposition. And he took them into Division I with very limited resources and did a good job with them. And, I have to give him all the credit for building the program. And it was sustained in various measures since then by Mike Gilligan, Kevin Sneddon, and now hopefully Todd Woodcroft.
I wanted to get you to that, Ted, as we transition to the modern-day Catamounts. What do you think of the hiring of Todd Woodcroft?
I thought it was a very bold move and a surprising move by Jeff Shulman, simply because you sort of thought it might be a top-ranked assistant at the Division I level somewhere. And, you know, Jeff really did his due diligence. The more I read and heard about Todd Woodcroft, what his primary skills were, I mean, the guy has an enormous reputation in player development, and he has huge contacts all over the place from his days as a college scout, as a scout overall, as a coach in the NHL and other places. So, you know, it's an intriguing decision, and it was not the safe decision, because if it doesn't work out, everybody can blame Jeff Schulman. Well, yeah, you should have taken a more proven quantity at the college level. I give him a lot of credit, and I'd be excited about it, to be covering it again. And as a UVM alum, I'm excited to see what's going to happen with it.
Yeah, you mentioned all the connections. Recruiting is going to be the big part of it. Hopefully those connections help him recruiting. That's what it's going to be all about, Ted.
I agree with you. I think that's probably where UVM struggled most in the last couple of years, was being able to maintain a recruiting level to bring in players of more elite skills and more potential development. Believe me, they had some very honest, hardworking hockey players the last two or three years, and you couldn't ask much more from any of them. But I don't think that the top end was quite the same, and certainly not the same as a lot of other colleges were getting. And that's where it's got to change first, and then secondly, to be able to develop them from there and put together the team spirit and bring back the old Vermont identity.
Ted, before we let you go, I did want to ask you, getting back to Jim Cross and your memories of him, it's kind of a fun fact. Wasn't he also the golf coach forever?
Well, even more interesting, and I'll get to that in a second, even more interesting, you know, Jim used to host a classical music program, I believe it was, on the student station when he first came here. He had such enormous range of interest. He was the golf coach for a number of years. He served a one-year interim head baseball coach. He was an assistant baseball coach, and I believe it was because of the passing of Ralph LaPointe, a legend there, and, you know, that he took over for one season doing that. Just a fantastic person, very wide interest. We used to travel on the bus way back in those days, the team bus, and the conversations that we could have, George Como and I, with Jim, range from the movie, the westerns of the 1950s to the current Vietnam situation at the time, to any number of things. Just a very fascinating person, great person, and an excellent coach.
I love it. He's Ted Ryan. Of course, he's covered UVM men's hockey for just about forever in the Burlington Free Press. Ted, we certainly appreciate you coming on, my friend. Stay safe. And we'll
you too, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Great to be able to speak about Jim.